Community fundraising is continuing to help rehabilitate a park in Colburn. The Elgin Street Park features two tennis courts, a ball hockey rink, a basketball court, a baseball field, and a clubhouse. As well, Colburn Creek bisects the park, enhancing the area for other activities like picnics or relaxation. Yet Matthew Dunleavy, chair of the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee, told Cramie Township Council Tuesday that the equipment at the park is nearing its end of life. He said this park was chosen as it will have the largest impact on the community.
What phase one looks like is the tennis court resurfacing and maybe repositioning, basketball court resurfacing, ball hockey court repair and painting, new basketball nets and hardware, new fencing, new lighting. We've done initial quotes, and that comes to about $235,000 or so.
To date, the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee has raised $89,000, mainly through a contribution from the Municipal Council. Dunleavy stated that the group of volunteers were unsuccessful in securing a grant through the Ontario Trillium Foundation. The Advisory Committee has held fundraising events in the past, but Dunleavy said they are hitting a roadblock.
It is heartening that as everybody is tightening their belts, we're being asked those questions. How can I chip in? Because I want to see my kids play in the park. We want to approach community organizations and businesses because they also want to join in. But we're sort of hitting a bit of a roadblock.
A community event will take place in August to further raise funds. Dunleavy and the advisory committee are turning their attention to individual donations. He asked council to consider a partnership with the Community Foundation of Campbellford, Seymour, and Northumberland to help manage donations. While council was unanimous in support of this partnership, Councillor Joel Shriver suggested that council, through the 2026 budget, may be able to financially support the start of Phase 1 if the advisory committee did not raise the remaining $160,000 to get the project going. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.